Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, and I'm back with my wife, Reverend A. And we are here to discuss Lesson 270 today in A Course in Miracles workbook here on The Best Hour on Blog Talk Radio. You can find us at thebesthour.com/CourseMastery. We appreciate you being here. If this is your first time with us, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Let's take a good deep breath and join together for a moment of silence before we begin. I will not use the body's eyes today. Father, Christ's vision is your gift to me, and it has power to translate all the body's eyes behold into the sight of a forgiven world. How glorious and gracious is this world. Yet how much more will I perceive in it than sight can give? The world forgiven signifies your Son acknowledges his Father, lets his dreams be brought to truth, and waits expectantly the one remaining instant, more of time, which ends forever as your memory returns to him. And now his will is one with yours. His function now is but your own, and every thought except your own is gone.
The quiet of today will bless our hearts, and through them peace will come to everyone. Christ is our eyes today, and through his sight we offer healing to the world through him, the Holy Son whom God created whole, the Holy Son whom God created one. I will not use the body's eyes today.
And so it is. Let's join again together for a moment of silence as we let this lesson be considered. Fear, there's an acronym for fear that's goes like this: false evidence appearing real. So when he says, I will not use the body's eyes today, it doesn't mean that we drive down the street with our eyes closed or that we don't greet our brothers and sisters. It's the vision of mind, the perception that we're referring to, thoughts or things. And so when I don't get confused, when I can avoid being confused, I think is a better way of saying it, by what the body's eyes witness, what the body's eyes sees, when I can avoid being confused that that is real, that that is all there is, that that is the only reality, then I am free. I am free. I am free. And I can turn within. As soon as I have a judgment of anything that I'm seeing, if I turn within, if I'll allow myself that freedom to turn within, join with the Holy Spirit, nothing more than your right mind, simply ask the question, what is the truth? And allow the vision of Christ, as we discussed in our lesson yesterday, to be my vision. I return to my true identity. I let go of my commitment and my agreement to the mutually agreed upon definitions that the world presents, that this is our reality, this is all there is, and that there's this is good and that's bad, and all of the angst and confusion and turmoil and drama that's going on out there. And we turn within, and each moment when we feel that resistance, and we can feel it is a feeling, we have a guidance system called the body. The body literally resonates with the feelings of the vibrations of the thoughts that we're holding. You can feel it when you are out of alignment with truth, and you can feel it when you are in alignment with truth. And this lesson is saying, I'll not use the body's eyes today. I'll use my heart. I'll let my heart show me the truth. I'll let my heart share the guidance that's always available to me to be the expression of love in form and field as I live my life today in this experience. I will not use the body's eyes today to validate my thoughts of less than love. I will turn to the heart. I will turn within. I'll take that good deep breath. I'll join in mind and simply allow myself to be guided through the heart space to be the child of God truly that I am.
This is just awesome. This is just awesome. What a great teaching. Thank you for the clarification on that. I would have had a hard time getting around today because I got some driving to do. And I really love that distinction. And it really brings to my mind one of my favorite messages that you have delivered, which is about the lenses that we look through. And it was so creative the way that you did it. You had different colored glasses, and we went through the levels of consciousness, really, and that's what this reminds me of. It reminds me of rising to vision, to true vision. And in that rising, I release and I let go of blame. I let go of judgment. I let go of control. And then ultimately, I let go of any sense of separation, you know? And so what I've described is what we release in order to clear the lens, and that we rise from a victim-level consciousness up through to a mystical level of consciousness, which is that sight of Christ, that sight of seeing. And so seeing through the eyes of love. I love the idea from the heart. From oneness, from the beginning. And going back to the beginning, back before any judgment was ever made and laid over that vision and that sight, that true sight, which is our aboriginal nature, our original sight, you know, is this. And so I feel really grateful for this teaching today. I was really drawn to the last sentence of the italicized prayer part where it says, "His function is now but your own, and every thought except your own is gone." And the "why" and the "your" is capitalized. Mm-hmm. So his function now is but your own, but your divine self. That's your function, and every thought except your own is gone. It reminds me of one of our taglines of true thought, no thought required, no thought of my own, no thought required. And that when I release that, when I'm willing to humble myself sufficiently to let that go, that I gain vision, that I gain sight. And so this lesson really concludes the section on what is the body, and body as being that which, you know, fences us off from God and that we believe is our home. And so now we release the concept of the idea of body really being any source in and of itself. Other than now being a communication device. Mm-hmm. And
teaching device, communication device.
Yeah. So I feel really grateful. I will not use the body's eyes today. What a interesting practice it will be as I actually look out from the body's eyes and allow the sight to soften, so that I may see with the eyes of Christ today.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I think it's instructive to realize that whatever the body's eyes are seeing is a reflection of thoughts we've already held. It's whatever we're looking at the past. Mm-hmm. Anything that we're seeing the past because it's a reflection of past consciousness, past thoughts.
So we're at the very first lessons.
We're back
lessons
to the first.
One, that's two, right. Three. Exactly. Nothing I see, you know, means anything.
That's right. And,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I want to spin a little bit the comment about our tagline, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
No thought, you know, no thought required. Because we were saying it, the real meaning of it, you know, it's kind of a double entendre, but the real meaning of it is that no thought is mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
If you're having thoughts, your own thoughts of separated self, of mind, you're confused. And you're in disillusioned and you're, hypnotized, I think is the right word. But you're believing the ego is who you are and those thoughts are your thoughts. And none of that's true. It's using you as the host, right? Mm-hmm. Or in
hostage.
One of your talks as the hostage, right? So no thought is mandatory for you to be able to hear the still quiet voice of the guide, capital G guide, because it's not going to scream and shout at you and tell you all this stuff. It is love. Love is. It has no agenda. It's available, but you have to quieten those thoughts or ignore those thoughts or set them aside. No thought is mandatory. It is absolutely required to be in a no-thought mind state of mind. Then we can hear the guide. Then, because it is so subtle. It is so subtle. And that's why it's called the quiet voice, because it's patiently waiting for you to shut up and quit running your life as if your ass is on fire. You know, and that's what we do. We run around crazy.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because that's what I was just about to go do.
Well, you said you had some driving to do today, so I know you got some running around to do. So cool that seat in the car off. You know.
Nothing's on fire.
Nothing's on fire. Just enjoy the ride and see what you see through the eyes of Christ.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Give it no thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have a blessed day. We love you so much. Thank you for joining us. We will not use the body's eyes today. We will use the vision of Christ to evaluate the world in an entirely new way. We'll see its innocence. We'll see its love. We'll see its perfection. And in that seeing, we will see ourselves reflected.
Nice.
Stay the course. We will be back.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. Send my love into the heavens and in